Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Amogra Mitra, and today, along with inputs from our senior correspondents Bismi Taskin and Shubhangi Mishra, I will get you the details on what has the investigation in Udaipur murder revealed so far. A day after Kanhaiya Lal, a tailor based out of Udaipur, was murdered by two men on camera over allegedly sharing a social media post in support of former BJP spokesperson Nupur Sharma, the two key accused were arrested. NIA was ordered to take over the probe by the Ministry of Home Affairs. MHA, in a tweet, said that the involvement of any organization and international links will be thoroughly investigated. Two main accused, Bilwara resident Riaz Attari and Udaipur's Ghos Mohammed, have already been arrested from Rajasthan's Rajsamand. Giving an update, Wednesday, Rajasthan DGP Mohan Lal Lathar said, "During the investigation, it was found that one of the accused in the case had gone to Dawat-e-Islami in Karachi in 2014, adding that the link between Udaipur murder and the Pakistan-based extremist group is now being probed. The accused have been booked under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA for the murder. The case has been registered under IPC Sections 452, House Trespass After Preparation for Hurt, Assault or Wrongful Restraint, 302 murder, 153A, promoting enmity between different groups on grounds of religion, race, place of birth, residence, 153B, imputations, assertions prejudicial to national integration, 295A, deliberate and malicious acts intended to outrage religious feelings of any class by insulting its religion or religious beliefs, and 34, common intention. Apart from those accused, Rajasthan DGP added that three others have been taken into the custody with whom the accused were in contact. One of the accused involved in the killing of the tailor in Udaipur was also in touch with a Pakistan-based Sunni Islamic organization, Dawat-e-Islami, and had visited Pakistan in 2014, said the DGP. About Kanhaiya's complaint, DGP said Kanhaiya Lal had submitted an application citing threats on 15 June. The concerned SHO assigned the concerned ASI to speak to both sides. During this time, there was massive criticism over certain remarks at the national and internal level. The atmosphere was tense. Both sides reached a settlement and ended the matter. The police didn't take any legal action. The ASI and SHO have been suspended. We will take action against anyone involved in this, official and common man. Adding that both parties had given in writing that they had ended the matter. The DGP said that while no link has surfaced between the accused and the complainant Nazim Ahmed and others involved in the settlement, the probe into the other party is ongoing. Meanwhile, Kanhaiya Lal's wife Yashoda is not satisfied with either the arrest made in the case or jobs for family members and monetary compensation from the government. Speaking to the Print, she said she seeks justice and the perpetrators should not be hanged by the state but beheaded or burned. That's all for now, but do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the top story from the Print.